himself up as a voluntary sacrifice when he begins celebrating the Last Supper. So the first stage of my discovery process began with studying the Old Testament background to Jesus' Last Supper, especially focused on the occasion, which was the Jewish Passover feast. I think all of us are aware of the fact that the Jews celebrate Passover with great awe and reverence. It really is the most remarkable and venerable feast of the sacred calendar. And it harkens all the way back to the time when the Jews found themselves in bondage down in Egypt. And God brought about plagues, and the 10th plague marked the firstborn of Egypt for destruction. Whereas the Israelite families were instructed by Moses to find an unblemished male lamb, to slaughter it, to sprinkle its blood upon the doorposts, and in that way, their firstborn sons would be spared. And so, the evening of the Passover, all the Israelite families in Egypt slaughtered the lamb, sprinkled the blood, roasted the meat, ate the meal, standing up, because as soon as they were done, what do? They fled out of Egypt at the leadership of Moses, out across the Red Sea, over to Mount Sinai, where, of course, the Ten Commandments were given, and a covenant was sealed between God and Israel through animal sacrifice and a communion meal. So, the Passover, in its original setting, was something that prepared Israel to be redeemed out of slavery and brought into a covenant relationship with God. Now, part of this research for me led to the discovery that for the ancient Hebrews, the covenant was more than a contract. It involved nothing less than a sacred family bond. And in this case, a sacred family bond between Yahweh, the God of gods, and Israel, the people of God, the family of Yahweh. Throughout Scripture, this covenant bond is expressed in family terms. Yahweh is father, Israel is his firstborn son. Or Yahweh is the bride, and the Israelite people, I'm sorry, Yahweh is the bridegroom, and the Israelite people are the bride of the Lord. That's found in Jeremiah, Ezekiel 16, Hosea 2, in many places that harken back to the covenant that was sealed between God and his people there on Mount Sinai. In light of this covenant viewpoint, then, all the liturgy and the ritual and the sacrifices conducted as part of the covenant, all of these things were meant to signify and strengthen the family bond of communion between God and his people. That's the essential purpose and meaning behind the covenant liturgy and ritual sacrifices of the Old Testament. They signify the family bond between God and his people. At the same time, they strengthen that bond as well. Now, with this idea of the covenant in mind, recognize something that I was recognizing back in the early 80s, and that is Jesus only used this all-important term, covenant, on one single occasion as it's recorded in the Gospels. That is, at the Last Supper. For instance, in Mark chapter 14, verses 23 and 24, we read, "And he took a cup, and when he had given thanks," and the Greek word there is eucharistesos, where we get the word Eucharist, comes from eucharisto, to give thanks. "And when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, and they all drank of it. And he said to them, 'This is my blood of the new covenant, which is poured out for many.'" This is the one and only occasion when Jesus uses the word covenant, because this is the occasion when he seals a new covenant as a new family bond between us and himself. This was during the Passover meal, during the Last Supper, as he was preparing himself to be offered up as a voluntary sacrifice. It's also, of course, when he instituted the Eucharist. So in his own mind, Jesus is both the Lamb of God to be sacrificed, as well as the firstborn Son of God. Think back to ancient Israel's experience in Egypt, when the firstborn sons were slaughtered or the lamb was slaughtered. In this case, Jesus takes into himself both images to fulfill them. Now, the second step of my own research and discovery came when I focused on how Jews in Jesus' day celebrated the Passover liturgy. You may have heard of the Seder meal. The Passover Seder